A group of biologists searching for ice worms last week on the lower glaciers of Denali National Park came back empty-handed. Dan Shane of Rutgers University led the quest with APU's Roman Dial. On their 10-day grueling expedition, they traversed several glaciers, hiked over high passes, suffered crevasse falls, and bushwhacked through dense brush. Shane says, starting out, he was a bit skeptical the worms could exist in Denali.
Because the temperature of the Alaska Range glaciers is really cold in the winter. And our collective work suggests that ice worms can only live on the coastal glaciers. If the worms are there, they are very, very patchy. But probably the worms are not there right now. And I can't really say with any certainty whether the worms have ever been there.
And how extensive or exhaustive was your search? How much area did you cover?
I think we've done the most extensive search of the area ever. We covered more than 150 miles of glaciers, 12 different glaciers, all in the region that have been reported to have worms, but we didn't find them. So we're sort of forced to conclude now that they're probably not there. It's possible that they used to be there and the worms have fallen victim of climate change because the glaciers have receded pretty dramatically, and possible that the worms were forced to higher elevations where paradoxically it became too cold for them. You know, even though the climate is warming, it may be that it became too cold for them. They were forced to higher elevation.
Why is it that you went looking at Denali in the first place for them? Just because of anecdotal accounts of seeing them?
Well, it's a little more than anecdotal. We had collectively, as a group, Roman Dial, myself, and some other collaborators, have consistently heard stories, reliable stories, of worms being in the park. And they usually were centered around this place called Little Switzerland, and that's where we concentrated our efforts. So we hadn't heard this so many times from park rangers and climbers, then we wouldn't have gone there because we did not expect them to be there.
Why is it important? Why, for people trying to wrap their head around why an ice worm in one location or another matters? Why does it matter?
Well, people are somewhat fascinated by ice worms. In fact, many Alaskans that I've met don't believe they exist. And when you're on a glacier and you're looking at this body of ice that looks very much like another planet. Not that I've been to another planet, but it sort of resembles a Martian landscape, but in an ice form. Really a bizarre habitat, and it looks very sterile. So to have any type of life there, particularly a sophisticated form of life like a worm that's relatively large, is just quite amazing. So from that regard, it's interesting to understand how life can adapt to that extreme environment.
And so after this enormous effort, how disappointing was it to finish without settling the question of whether ice worms can exist in Denali?
It is disappointing. However, you know, once you do the best that you can, you're satisfied with that. And I'm satisfied at this point to say that the worms are probably not there right now. But there's still an opening, and we're going to offer a bounty. We're going to try to spread the word in the climbing community, offering a pretty substantial reward for anybody who can provide a specimen with geographic coordinates. And you know, with some luck, and if they're there, we will answer the question.
Dan Shane is a biology professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey.